calling Bull Moose could quite possibly be the most exciting of all game calling. To call in an animal that could weigh as much as a ton, with an antler spread of over 6 feet, can unnerve even the most experienced hunter. It is in this sense of excitement that makes us venture into the remote backcountry and bush country in search of this mighty animal. For years, top moose hunters have successfully lured in bull moose using their natural voices through a birch bark bugle. The bugle allowed the hunter to imitate the lonesome cow moose ball as she called for a mate. Utilizing this concept, Lohman Game Call Company has introduced the finest mechanical moose call ever developed. This call incorporates the use of a double reed stainless steel reed system fitted into a rich camo-covered French brass horn, giving this call the finest moose sounds you have ever heard. Now let's talk a little bit about how to use the call and where to use the call. Best calling opportunities usually come around early morning hours or late evening hours, but during the peak of the rut, all day calling can certainly be very, very effective. There's one thing about it, if you're not out there calling, you don't have a chance to see a good bull moose. What you want to do is first locate areas that hold good moose populations. You want to study maps, topo maps, and find secluded bogs and areas where moose will hang out. It's also good to walk the areas and look for sign. Look for a lot of rubs and a lot of broken limbs and places where bull moose have tore up areas to indicate that they are living in a certain area. Then go back and hunt those areas, especially when the situations are right in that pre-rut and rut periods. Go into those areas utilizing the wind. Make sure you always keep the wind in your favor and slip into these areas and call. The key to successful calling is being very, very patient. Now, the calling was something would simulate an experience of going in and sounding like a cow moose looking for a mate. And what you want to do there, again, is have a lot of patience. Move into the area, get yourself set up comfortably where you can see a little bit around you, and start your calling out soft as if you're trying to call to a bull that might be within 100 or 200 yards of your position already. I always start the calling out with a couple of soft, tight cow moose sounds like this. Those little soft calls are going to reach out there a couple hundred yards, and that's sometimes all it takes to bring a bull in. Again, patience here is the key. I will wait 15 to 20 minutes, and if I haven't heard a response, I will certainly pick up and change my calling techniques. But there's a good chance you might hear a bull answer you with some type of a grunt, which would sound like this. If you get that kind of response, you know that bull has heard you. And what you want to do is go back to the basic call you had just delivered, that soft cow sound. Short and soft, again, is the key when you get that first response. Now, for instance, that bull doesn't respond that first time. After 15 minutes or so, you want to pick up your calling and reach out a little bit farther and sound a little more inviting to a bull. And all you're doing here is adding a little more volume and a little length to your cow moose call. All you're doing here is now telling that moose, hey, wait a minute, come in here, I'm looking for you, I'm excited. So you built up that tempo a little bit. But again, give them time. Sometimes the big moose does not get excited about coming in a hurry. Other times it may run right over you. The idea is just be patient and play the situation. If he does respond after that, again, just repeat what you have just done. Give him the sounds that he had just responded to and get ready. There's a good chance you're going to get the shot. If after 15 minutes or so, no response, you've heard no brush breaking, you've heard no sounds from that moose, then you go into a third series of a louder, much longer cow moose sound to reach out there a long ways and put the most demanding sound on him that you can. You could change the pitch and tone of your moose call by cupping your hand in front of or over the opening of the French brass horn. That'll muffle the sound or open the sound up as you just heard through those series of bugles. But again, the idea of having that louder, longer moose, cow moose bugle is the key in that situation. You're reaching out and demanding that bull to come in. Now, if he does respond, that's great. You call loud, keep him coming. As he gets closer, cut your calling back and coax him in. Many times it takes very few calls to get a bull in the rest of the way. What you want to do also is create some sounds that would sound like a cow moose in anticipation of the bull's arrival. In other words, other natural sounds that you can add with your moose call, such as breaking some branches, shaking the bush a little bit to simulate a cow feeding or moving through a little bit of cover. Also, if you're around water, to reach out and slap that water a little bit as if a cow is walking, or pick your feet up out of the water and step lightly as if a cow is moving through the willows through the water. Again, another option is to take your bugle and fill it full of water and hold it up 3 or 4 feet above the water and pour it out as if a cow is urinating. These are just natural sounds that cow moose make, and they can be an enhancer to your calling situation. So keep those in mind as you're calling. Now, if you haven't heard anything by that third series of calls, it's a good idea to move and get into a new area. Try a new area. Try to find another bull that is willing to work. The key to having success with this call is covering lots of ground and making several stand locations in a day's time. In other words, cover as much ground from daylight till dark, call in as many places as possible, get the percentages in your favor, and you're going to likely call in a moose. I will normally move on good, calm conditions. I will move about a half a mile after my initial setup. If it's real windy conditions, I will move about a quarter of a mile to set up again, so I don't walk by a moose that may be interested in coming to my call. Now, again, many times a bull will just simply walk in. You will hear him popping brush or walking in, breaking brush as he comes. Or other times he can just come in totally silent and you look up and there he is. Regardless, anytime you make a call, you must be alert and be looking and be listening for some approach of the bull moose. And again, it can vary from loud approach to a very, very quiet, sneaking type approach. Other times a bull moose will grunt at you, and when he does, you can simulate the grunt back if you'd like to sound like there's a bull already beating to the cow. If you do that, just simply imitate what he does. Many times just pinching your nose together, saying the sound, oh, huffing it out of your chest will give you that bull moose sound and the challenge of a bull moose. So I pinch my nose together and say that word, bring it down my chest, blowing some air as I go. Oh, oh, oh. Many times that'll infuriate a bull moose and bring him running right away. The combination of these calls can certainly work. If you just have a little patience, you will find that they can be a very, very handy tool to help you pull a moose out of some really thick, nasty backcountry. If you use good hunting sense and you practice good woodsmanship and work hard, you should get a chance to pull a moose within range. I guarantee one thing, that if you sight the sight of a large, mature bull moose up close and personal will certainly make the hair on the back of your neck come to attention. Now I'm going to give you a few of the calls to practice by, just series of calls with space behind them to give you some practice sessions, and we'd like to thank you for purchasing our moose call. Good hunting, and always call them in close. Ah!